This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody, sponsored by and presented by Anecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
This is Absolutely Everybody on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Anecto.
Hello, I'm Trevor, and thanks for joining us for the next hour of Absolutely Everybody. Today we have something for everybody on the show today. I think Amy's going to be in her element as she talks to Kim from the Western Bulldogs. And I suppose we have an opportunity to have a look at that whole notion around football clubs are more than just sporting clubs, often a very active presence in the community. I'll be following up with a little chat to Corey from the Mental Illness Foundation, so I think we're going to have a very busy day. With me today, we have Jody on paneling. Hello, Jody.
Hello, Trevor. Hi. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And Amy.
Hello, guys. Welcome, everyone.
So, as we said, we're going to have a very, very busy day. But what we'd like to start the conversation all about today is what club springs to mind that foster inclusion. We've had Amy have a chat to some of the smaller football clubs, the Day Against Homophobia one.
Yeah.
And that's one that springs to my mind straight away. But if you're at work or if you're on a lunch break, send us a text on 1300 569 949 or email onair@joy.org.au to say hi, share your thoughts. If you've got something happening in your community you'd like us to know about, please let us know and keep in mind the stuff about football clubs and inclusion in that area. Coming up, as we said, speak to the Western Bulldogs. You're on Joy 94.9. It is 7 minutes past 12 and we have Who's That Girl by the Eurythmics.
It's about you, it's about me, it's about inclusion. Absolutely Everybody on Joy 94.9.
It is 12 minutes past 12 on a beautiful, sunny Melbourne afternoon.
Isn't it just?
It is amazing out there. Mm. You just heard Annie Lennox, the Eurythmics, and for those who couldn't quite tell, the backing vocals were done by Jody Henry. A little bit of a
love that today. Song. Yes. Love that song. That's a good thing about our show. We have some oldies but goodies, don't
Absolutely.
We?
We do indeed.
Now, this week or last week, we had National Volunteers Week. We spoke a little bit about that online. And Amy, you went to the event on Sunday. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I just went to the Joy launch party for Radiothon, actually. And it was great to, you know, realise just how many volunteers make this station tick and just how important volunteers are and celebrate all the work that we do for each other that doesn't always get recognised. And yeah, I just thought it was really nice.
I'm a bit excited about Radiothon because this is our first one as the Absolutely Everybody team.
We're under the pump to come up with something creative, so maybe that could be people's email messages for us today.
Yeah, absolutely.
What could we do to talk about social inclusion, get some people signing up, doing all those things that make Joy keep going?
Yeah.
As we speak through the day and probably everybody else, we'll be talking about the Radiothon, so keep an eye out or an ear out, sorry, for the details. You are listening to Absolutely Everybody on Joy 94.9. The time is 13 past 12 and we now have Kansas City by the Sneaky Sound System.
It's all about you, me and inclusion. Absolutely Everybody on Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. It's 18 minutes past midday. And today I've got the lovely Kimmy with me from the Western Bulldogs Football Club to talk about their community arm, Spirit West. Because I thought, you know, sporting clubs are often in the headlines for the wrong reasons and people sometimes just think all they do is play sport and nothing more. So I thought today we'd show a different side to a great sporting club in the Western Bulldogs and have Kimmy on board. So welcome, Kimmy. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Amy.
Can you tell me about your role with the Western Bulldogs?
Yeah, so I'm the community engagement manager. Been with the club for about 7 years now. And like you were saying, our club is a little bit more than just the what you see on TV and what you read about in the papers on the field. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of work in the western region of Melbourne. And we try to, I guess, put back into what the western region gives to us.
That's great. So what do you enjoy most about your role with the dogs?
I love meeting people, and I love working with people who are perhaps misunderstood or underrepresented. So in particular, I really love the work that I do with the refugees and asylum seekers who are often quite marginalised in their community.
Can you tell me about that program?
Yeah, so it's through our settlement grants program with the formerly the Department of Immigration and Citizenship, but now the Department of Social Services. And as a club, we've been running that for 6-7 years now, coming to the end of 7 years. And it's essentially to help new arrivals. So by that, I mean people that have lived in Australia for 5 years or less to settle in Australia and to make new connections.
Yeah, that sounds really good. And am I right in thinking you're the only sporting organisation in Australia to actually be funded for such a program?
I believe so.
that's pretty special then, because I think, you know, sometimes refugees and newly arrived migrants get a bit of a bad rap.
Yeah, they do. And what we try to do is two things. One is to assist them directly and to introduce them to different services and things and their community and their new community, sorry. Mm-hmm. But the other side is to try to advocate on behalf of the communities that we see and try to get other organisations involved and working towards assisting their settlement.
What kind of outcomes have you had from that program?
Oh, too many to name in such a short time. But we've had lots of little wins along the way in terms of individual people who I've seen that have literally, when I first met them, literally stepped into Australia that day or that week and seen them develop their English skills and form new friendships and actually become quite active citizens over, you know, 3, 4, 5, 7 years have been quite amazing.
Yeah, because I imagine it would be a great gateway for people to connect to all parts of the community by just, you know, connecting with the sporting club and realising that there's something that they can contribute to.
Yeah, so sport essentially is the vehicle that we use to meet people and to bring people together. But once we get them in, we try to address other settlement issues that might be affecting them and help them connect to other services, not just sport.
So, that's great.
For example, it might be through a health agency or youth services or even like the police or the fire services.
Okay, so you do far more than just link people to sports and the club in general, which is great because I think there's such a need for all sorts of complex services for lots of people.
Yeah, so it's very diverse in what we do. I think a lot of people think we're just about showing people how to kick a football or handball or get them along to a Bulldogs game, but it's a lot more than that. It's about making them feel welcome and giving them steps to become more confident to access different services in a new country and a new culture.
Yeah, and you've also got some great services for men as well as a new one called Sons of the West. Can you tell us about that?
That's correct. It's a very exciting program that the club has just recently launched. We had a big expo on Sunday, but it's definitely not too late for men to sign up to it. It's an initiative that was spurned by a visit the club had a couple of years ago to Liverpool Football Club in the UK. Uh-huh. And they had Liverpool came here first, actually, a couple of years ago.
Yep.
And then we went over there and they had an amazing men's health program through their Liverpool FC Foundation, which were targeting men in the Liverpool region. And we found there were a lot of similarities in terms of the health outcomes for men in Liverpool and also in the western region of Melbourne. So mm-hmm. we were able, fortunately, to partner with them and to get some ideas off them to develop a program specifically for the western region of Melbourne.
Great. So is it a 12-week program? Right?
Yeah, it's 12-week. Kicks off on 1st of June. Well, it's kicked off officially with the launch, but it's each of the five local government areas that we work with in Melton, Brimbank, Maribyrnong, Wyndham and Hobsons Bay will run their own little mini expos coming up over the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And also the 12 weeks will be delivered through those council sites. And there'll be health checks, free health checks at the start, the middle and the end of the program.
Great. So did you have many people come to the expo on Sunday?
Yeah, we had about 500, which we were very happy with. And since then, we've had a comedy tonight with Will Anderson on Monday night as well. And we had about 200 men turn up to that.
That sounds great as well. So obviously, the Western Bulldogs see sport as a great bridge in the community. Are there any other programs that they're working on at the moment?
Yeah, so something that I guess you might be aware of, Amy, is through our programs with Enetto, one of the disability service providers in the western region of Melbourne. So we deliver work education programs to their clients, to people with a disability, and it's essentially about giving them pathways into further education, training or employment.
Yeah, I have actually been involved with some of the same clients during my placement at Enetto, and I must say everyone's always very enthusiastic and excited when the Western Bulldogs are around. So that's been a great program for everyone involved, I'm sure. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it, and I hope that people now have a slightly different view of how footy clubs operate and the great work that they do in the community. It's 26 minutes past 12. You're on Joy 94.9. This is Vanessa Amorosi and Shine.
New to Joy in 2014. This is Absolutely Everybody.
And I think I was getting so excited about the radiothon that I hit the button too early. Anyway, you're with the team at Absolutely Everybody. This is Jodie. You're with Trevor and Amy. The time is 28 minutes to one. And it's that time of the show when we talk about things that people are doing in the community and sharing what's been happening. I just have to comment on Vanessa Amorosi, Shine. Love that song.
Yeah, and she's, you know, as we know, she's part of our little
team. She's part of our team. Yeah. In some sort of way. Also, the Western Bulldogs, what a great job they do to Amy in the community.
They do, and I must admit, I didn't realise the extent of the work they do. I knew they did quite a few things, but the extent and depth of it is quite amazing, and it gives me a lot of heart that there's a lot of great work going on out there.
Yeah, there sure is. Now, just on a few things today, a few little down-to-business items. Mm-hmm. Enetto David House, which Kimmy mentioned, the Spirit West do a lot of work with Enetto David House, which is fantastic. They run some amazing courses down there, and yeah, everyone loves seeing the guys from the Western Bulldogs down there. They're actually looking for a donation of a single bed mattress and some bedding, which would be really helpful. So if any of our listeners have anything available, can they donate and contact Mimi, who was actually on last week. She was here speaking about Speakers Bank on 93140988. Or you're quite welcome to ring us here and leave a message at the studio on 1300 Joy 949. Also, Coda Victoria, our friends at Coda Vic, are running a really important symposium, which it's not often talked about, but this symposium is called Dying to Talk. What is your most pressing question about death and dying? What are your wishes for end-of-life care? So this symposium gathers people around to talk about those issues because, you know, I think it makes it a little bit easier for people if, you know, we make it more open and people can discuss how they're feeling. Of course, it's always a difficult time, but it's great that organisations are running these sorts of workshops, Trevor.
Absolutely. I think sometimes we actually, you know, need to take the stand and have the hard conversations and actually go, tell us about what are your concerns so we can actually work with them now rather than waiting till we have no control over things.
Yeah, that's right. So if you want more details for that, contact cotavic.org.au and there's information there on the actual symposium. Also, the Safe Schools Coalition Australia is the first national coalition dedicated to creating safer and more inclusive schools for same-sex attracted, intersex and gender diverse young people. So they've actually got the National Safe Schools Symposium coming up this year, which is really exciting again. As you were saying, Amy, you know, it's great to know that there are organisations that are doing really, really good work in the community, and this is one of them, where that topic of sexuality is actually being addressed at a very young age.
And I must say, I've actually written a policy essay about the National Safe Schools program a couple of years ago for uni. So, and they do some fabulous work, and it's really good that they're still around and able to have a really positive impact, because school can be a really tough time when you're different. So it's great to know they're out there.
And, of course, you know, there was actually a great show on Insight last night about shame. So, you know, that's definitely the age where it can all start.
Yes.
So basically the details for that, again, would be if you go to the Absolutely Everybody Facebook page, we'll have those details up. In fact, they are up as we speak. So hop along to there and have a look. And, yeah, we'll have more information on that as we have someone coming in next week to talk about it. So that'll be really good.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah. And also we have Radiothon, which is a big one. We have to give that another plug, because it is on between May 30 to June 6th.
Yes, and we need lots of new people to sign up and get on board.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, this Absolutely Everybody's sponsor, Enecto, are big supporters of Joy 94.9, and there are other organisations behind the radio station, and, you know, support your community radio station, because, you know, it's part of the fabric of our society. So, yeah, get on behind Joy. And, Radiothon, May 30 to June 6th. You're listening to Absolutely Everybody on Joy 94.9. The time is 24 minutes to one. And I met this lady at the Joy Studios a couple of weeks ago. This is Ricky Lee with Do It Like That.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
It's all about news, people and sharing common interests. Absolutely Everybody on Joy 94.9.
It is 41 minutes past 12 or 19 minutes to 1, depending on which way you want to look at things. We have in the studio with us Corey and Nova from the Mental Illness Fellowship. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Hi.
It's very exciting having guests today. It's all sort of exciting and new, and there's so much stuff you want to cover. And as I said before, we're probably not going to get through everything. So if listeners have some messages, send them through to us. We'll make sure that if we don't get a chance to cover them today, we will follow up with you and either put it back onto our website or link into another session. Okay, Corey, let's start with you. Tell us about what Mental Illness Fellowship does.
Okay, so the Mental Illness Fellowship is a not-for-profit organisation that was established in 1978, and we work with individuals and families who are affected by mental illness. Originally, the fellowship was formed by a group of carers who were supporting people living with schizophrenia, and they identified that there was no carer support for them, and they formed the fellowship in 1978. And today we are now a statewide organisation that delivers rehabilitation services to people living with a mental illness, their carers and their families. And we also have services now into the ACT and into Tasmania. And we just in the process of rolling out some new services around in regional Victoria as well.
Fantastic. We'll get onto those new services in a sec. Just so I've got the terminology right, should I be saying mental health issue or mental illness?
They are quite different. So when we talk about a mental illness, that generally relates to a condition that somebody is living with, and a mental health tends to be the broader sector. So it's a physical health or an absolute physical illness.
Okay, yep. Mm-hmm. And so if we were to, you know, just be chatting with somebody with, you know, a mental health issue, would they expect us to use that terminology, or would they, you know, on the whole, just be go, you know what, at least the people are using the words?
I think so. And I think what's really important is that someone that's living with a mental illness is a person like you and myself. Mm-hmm. And I think what's most important is just to be respectful like you would to anybody, and the fact that person lives with a mental illness perhaps shouldn't change the way that you interact with them.
Absolutely. And I think that's something that comes through all the interviews that we've done over the last 6 or so months around, you know, community inclusion, that, that message around treat us as you would like to be treated yourself, or, you know, work with people in a way that, you know, is respectful and empathetic without that whole poor you mentality.
We need to be really careful that we don't label people living with a mental illness, mm-hmm. because the mental illness is just a part of that person. And in society, we sometimes have a habit of defining a person by their mental illness. And, you know, that person is schizophrenic opposed to that person lives with schizophrenia.
Sure. And you know, we have had some sessions around, you know, language and the appropriate use of the language, which again is something that we should be really, really conscious of when we're actually talking with everybody.
Correct.
You mentioned you've got some new programs coming up.
Okay, so we've just received funding to continue a program with the state government called Doorways, mm-hmm. and that is a program that helps support people with living with a mental illness to find stable accommodation in the private market. And we're also just started running a new program called Partners in Recovery, which is a federally funded program that supports people with severe and persistent mental illness that have complex service needs. And we support those consumers to navigate the service sector. We refer them to other appropriate services, and we help people to take their recovery journey and live the way that they would like to live.
That's fantastic. I suppose now we'd sort of throw it over to Nova. Your role over at the Mental Illness Fellowship is a helpline volunteer.
Yeah, that's right. So we have a community helpline, which is for family, friends, carers, community, mental health professionals, allied health professionals that need some guidance or redirection or referrals to places that can help them with support, connections to health professionals, or even just a helpful ear to listen to some of the daily dramas or concerns that they might have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It also mentioned here that you're going to the Mind Out conference in Sydney. Tell me about that one. I love a good conference.
Yeah, so the Mind Out conference is run by the LGBTI Health Alliance in Sydney, and so it's talking about courageous voices and the recovery of mental illness, particularly looking at suicide interventions and mm-hmm. prevention for the LGBTI community across the age spectrum. Research is suggesting that our youth, as well as our elderly, are at higher risks of suicide and stigmatisation because of their mental illness and gender identity and sexual identities. So, yeah, this conference is a two-day conference in Sydney, and I was luckily awarded a scholarship to attend on behalf of the Mental Illness Fellowship. So,
fantastic. How can people get details on that one? I think if we look at the demographics of our listeners, they'd be interested in either following up or seeing what's there. So do you, off the top of your head, do you know?
With regard to the conference?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. It's actually www.mindoutconference.com, maybe yep. .org or .net.
Okay. Yeah. But a quick search using one of our, you know, world-famous internet searches, we can't mention the name, or any of the names, would probably pick up those things as
absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. So in, if we look at, you know, the GBTLI community, I hope I got that in the right order, where do you see your work within in the mental health or the Mental Illness Fellowship? I'll throw that over to either of you or both of you.
I guess it's fair to say that in recent times the fellowship has been interested in looking at our practice within the same-sex attracted or sex and gender diverse communities, and we formed a committee to look at how the fellowship interacts with those particular communities. And out of that sort of fell a group that we now call Well Proud.
Yep.
And after we finished our work on and submitted our report to our management, we as a group got together and said, well, what else can we do? What else would we like to do? And we identified that the suicide rate amongst young gay, lesbian, transgender people was very high, and what as an organisation could we do to support that community? We then decided we would go to Midsummer and actually ask our community, what do you want from an organisation like the Fellowship? Is it advocacy at the government level, or is it mainstream programs that are designed and delivered for people inside the same-sex attracted or gender-diverse communities?
Mm-hmm. And what did they come back with?
we're in the process of doing that now, but what we've we believe we need to look at is that we all have our identity as ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and people that live with a mental illness are quite often have an identity that is their mental illness. And then we've identified that there is a third area that perhaps we need to consider, and that's sexuality or sure. gender difference, which our mainstream programs have not necessarily been designed for, and may not necessarily support the needs of those particular communities.
Okay. So how could you actually help somebody deal with some of those stereotypes or some of the stigma attached with, you know, all those sort of potential labels or, mm-hmm. you know, aspects of their illness?
Very much peer-based education and best practice mental health recovery, but all our programs are informed by people with a lived experience, and we run a number of programs, one of them being My Recovery Program, which is a 10-week peer-facilitated program that helps support people towards their recovery goals.
Yep.
And people that go through those programs, we then encourage them to join our speakers panel, and those represent the fellowship in the community to talk about lived experience and how living with a mental health issue has affected their lives.
Sure.
And hopefully we're able to start reducing some of the stigma around mental illness and yep. those living with a Absolutely. Mental illness.
I think we should actually get the two of you back in a couple of weeks to follow up on some of those things around stigma, but also that idea around the lived experience and using peer mentors to help people through, because I know that's something that mental illness fellowship also does, use a lot of peer mentors.
Particularly yep. with the helpline, everyone at that helpline has a lived experience of mental illness or as a carer or as a close family friend or member, and is very well versed in the idea of mental illness.
And I think that's a really positive one to end on. The time is 12:51 or 9 minutes to one. The next song is Watching You by the Rogue Traders.
It's about you, it's about me, it's about inclusion. Absolutely everybody on Joy 94.9.
Gosh, I've been trigger happy this afternoon, haven't I? You're with Jodie, Trevor and Amy on the last few minutes of Absolutely Everybody, and what a jam-packed show. We actually nearly missed our cue to come back because we're having such a good chat with Corey
and Nova
from the Mental Illness Fellowship. Really interesting stuff there.
And they're based out in Abbotsford or Fairfield, so, you know, a really good local service to the Joy Studios.
Yeah, we'll try and get some of those resources on either the enecto.org.au website or on the Facebook pages as well. And I just had a quick SMS from Gavin who said, go Bulldogs.
Awesome.
So great. Good on you, Gavin.
Glad we've got the doggies fired up after that great interview.
Yeah. No, a really good show today. Next week, we've actually got more on the symposium, the Safe School Symposium, with one of the representatives from that organisation. So looking forward to that. Also, Julia will be catching up with Robin Owsley. Robin runs a thing called Social Circus, which is another great initiative where circus is used in different groups, including Indigenous groups. And, yeah, so it's just a really good initiative for what's happening and around the trap. So that's going to be another good one. So, yeah, what's up with you, Trevor, for the week ahead? More PhD.
Yes, I'm so glad my PhD supervisor doesn't currently listen to Joy, because she'd be signing in going, Trevor, that's another 1,000 words you haven't written today.
Yes.
So, no, that will be the focus over the next few days.
But you're adding so much to the Joy community. And one more plug for Radiothon, having said that. Radiothon is on between May 30 to the 6th of June. Is that right, Amy? Because my eyes are going.
Indeed, it is right.
Yeah.
And there'll be lots of great things going on. And I'm actually going on Sci-Fi and Scream this coming Tuesday. So if you want to tune in to the lovely Sonia and Raina and have a chat about all things sci-fi and geeky, tune in, because we're going to have a great chat about the diversity that happens to pop up in a lot of sci-fi. and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So.
And if you're listening, Raina, we're going to have you on the show. You don't know this.
You don't know
more
it
about
yet. Yes, you're coming on our show.
Yeah, exactly. So if you've got anything you'd like to contribute to the show today or just want to say hi, SMS us on 0427JOY949, phone 1300JOY949 or email on air at joy.org.au. I have to give our podcasts a plug. If you're not listening, you want to listen, you probably won't know this anyway, but it's joy.org.au/absolutely everybody, and you can go and listen to all of our shows that we've had on this year. We've covered so many topics. Mm. I think we're going to have a little best of show at some stage.
Or we can get rid of, or we can fill a show with all the little gaffes and all the little mistakes we've
so
made.
So we sound perfect.
Yes, that would
Who
be
wants
fun.
To be perfect, though? No. That's such a, so
it's
overrated.
It's so overrated.
Yeah,
it's,
absolutely.
It's such a chore for me every day.
Yeah, absolutely. So the time is 1:02. Thank you, Trevor and Amy, for another great week. It's been great catching up with you guys.
Thank
it's been
you
a pleasure.
For panelling and keeping us on control or in control.
I wouldn't call it that. Anyway, have a great week, everyone, and we'll see you next week.
See you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.